In the past year and a half, uprisings across the Arab world have toppled four men whose rule had lasted decades. Tunisia's Zine El Abidine Ben Ali fled into exile. Libya's Muammar Gaddafi held out longer, but with NATO intervention, was forced into hiding and eventually killed by his own people. In Yemen, a diplomatic solution ended a long standoff. A regional deal pushed a reluctant Ali Abdullah Saleh to hand over power to his deputy. The sentencing of Egypt's Hosni Mubarak to life in prison offers the latest case study of Arab autocrats versus the people. But for all the similarities that led to the ouster of these regional strongmen, political analyst Hisham Qasim says there are key differences.
In the case of Mubarak, for example, he was the most sophisticated dictator on earth. He always managed to have that image of a statesman who is really good for the stability of the region, etc. And when he lynched you with your feet, barely off the ground.
The longest holdout against a popular revolt, Syria's Bashar al-Assad, displays no such subtlety. Qasim thinks a Mubarak-like trial for Assad is unlikely.
Bashar is going to go down in history as one of the mass murderers of his own people.
That assessment, shared by many in the Syrian opposition, makes the idea of a phase transition, as in Yemen, even less likely than a trial. But a negotiated handover is being touted by some in the West as the last best hope to end Syria's violence. Yet with no diplomatic solution in sight, and the West showing little appetite for a Libya-like intervention, few see any quick end to what's proving the most violent conflict of the Arab Spring. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.